It's still slow. This is Pure Decking, show number 323 for Thursday sometime in 2018. This is the show about stuff that interests me, like information security, pointing out how rigged the game is, and building my robot army of 3D printers. I'm Morps, and tonight I am drinking almost the last of the bottle of Eagle Rare. Syntax, what are you drinking?
Tonight I'm drinking Jameson straight from the bottle.
Good man. Madman, what have you got?
I've got Mexican Coke and Monkey Shoulder. I'm not mixing them. I took a shot of the Monkey Shoulder because I figured I needed some alcohol in me, but I was already drinking the Mexican Coke.
Is the Mexican Coke in a can?
No, it's in a bottle.
I'll pay you $100 if you can find me Mexican Coke in a can.
They don't put it in cans.
Exactly.
Hang on. He didn't specify a properly labeled and sealed can. Madman, we can make this happen.
Actually,
back away from the printer, Morps.
I live near a Coca-Cola bottling plant. It can be properly sealed in a can. And labeled.
Yeah, but that's American. That's American Coke, then.
Yeah.
You want cane sugar Coke. That's what you want.
So go to the ethnic aisle of the grocery store, Madman, and see if you can find a can of the refried beans or something. Empty that out. This is getting terrible all the time. Are you? Save us.
From what? Fuck it.
Are you wants to hear the Mexican Coke and the refried beans, so...
water.
Gross.
The official drink of Earth, water.
The official drink of Earth. Well, I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah, no, that's not even okay. One, you're Australian. So
yeah, and as we know, Australia is not on the Earth.
Yeah. And two,
and
like,
it's not known for its water anyway.
Yeah, I'm like, isn't all of your water filled with uranium and cesium and gross?
Better than Flint.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
Who wants to go there?
Yeah, no one.
No, me. I want to go hunting in Chicago.
Well, depending on the part of it, it might be wildlife.
some wildlife is coming back into the inner city that's sort of been left to crumble.
Oh, that's like
deer
Detroit
and stuff. Yeah. It's actually becoming a traffic issue.
Like in London.
Are there any animals in London apart from the ones they imported?
Yeah, there's like deer running around, and there's like several deer preserves inside London proper.
Okay. What was the movie? Was it 12 Monkeys? Where they had all the zoo animals had broken out right after humans had died because of the disease.
No, I think you're thinking of the one with the black guy. When, you know, he survives for 2 years, meets a woman, and dies in 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh, Book of Eli.
No.
And there was like zombies.
The Will Smith movie.
Yeah.
There's people at home screaming at their fucking.
You're right.
You're
right. It is the Will Smith. I am Legend. I am Legend. You're right. That is what I was thinking.
And the lions. They get a full ecosystem. Cubs and
stuff like that.
Kind
of. Tigers and bears.
That's what I'm thinking of. You're right. So let's see. So RU sent me this story earlier, and the story itself is not what I really want to talk about for like our discussion. It's part of the headline. So it's from the BBC. Facebook hate speech glitch investigated by firm. A few days after Janet, not her real name, reported some hate speech on Facebook.
Toasty!
Oh, that's not the right button. I even labeled it fucking red on the pad. I bought pads that could do multiple colors, and I still hit the wrong damn button. It
depends which side of the speech you're on. Toasty could be it.
Maybe. Let's see. Anyways, that was just their heads.
Oh, I was like, is that a snail officially rocketing?
No, but that's a sound effect I need now, too.
Yeah.
Just...
So like the old Roadrunner from the Coyote cartoons.
Oh, that'd be perfect. Yeah, I got to go clip that out later. We removed both the group and all of its posts, including the one you reported. Facebook's support team told her. But none of that happened. The posts, the group, and the group stayed online. Oh, no. Facebook is now looking into a potential glitch in the system it uses to moderate harmful content on its network. We are investigating this issue, and we'll share more information as soon as we can, the company told the BBC. Somebody wrote something mean on a forum, and it makes the fucking BBC.
Wow. So they shouldn't go to textfiles.com.
Oh, it gets even better. The glitch appeared to send an automated message telling the user that the content they had reported had been removed, when in fact Facebook staff had ruled it should stay online. This is a huge breach of trust, said Brandy Nonek from the Center for Information Technology Research in the Interest of Society.
Wait,
there's a business card.
What was that guy's name?
Brandy Nonek. Nonecke. No Nick?
Wow.
Nonek? I don't know.
Huh.
I'm just thinking, the Center for Information Technology Research in the Interest of Society.
And that, dude, that I hope it has an octopus engulfing the world as its logo.
I mean, that's just like... I mean, you know, Ministry of Truth reporting in, that's how you get recruited right there.
The Center for Speech Control and Thought Police.
Yeah, kind of. So the rest of the article is basically them complaining that Facebook is nasty and horrible because they didn't remove the hate speech and ruled it should stay online, but then told the people that they had removed it. And again, somebody wrote something nasty on a forum. Sure, Facebook is probably the largest forum on the internet. Reddit might be contending that. I don't know. Or Twitter. I don't know who's biggest. Facebook is one of the biggest forums on the internet, fine. But literally they're losing their mind over the fact that Facebook failed to remove something they didn't like. But that's not the part of the article that actually pissed me off. Because I could just ignore this as, you know, being written by an idiot. But it's this headline and this usage throughout the article of the word glitch. Hate speech glitch. So what does glitch actually mean? Syntax, you do, computers. What does glitch actually fucking mean?
So just because my name is about
I just assumed your gender, yes.
Yeah. So what does glitch mean to me?
No, what is just in general parlance? What do you think glitch means?
Well, it's an error.
No, that's not what it means. That
no,
means it's a glitch is a computer error that either the author thinks you are too fucking stupid to understand what actually happened, or, as more likely in this case, the author doesn't actually understand what happened, so they're just calling it that because they don't know what else to call it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds like an error in the automation scripting at Facebook. So either somebody's got an error in their code, or they executed the wrong script, or they just clicked the wrong fucking button in their internal ticketing system.
Or they're so sick of these pearl-clutching fucking whiners, that they just went, you know what, fuck it. Yeah, I got rid of it. I don't... Just go away.
That very well could be.
Yeah, that's what it could be.
Clutch but the pearls, faint, get the vapors. Somebody said something mean on the internet.
Yeah.
Dude, I would love to go back to the days where there were no fucking normies on the internet and there were only dogs.
Do you remember the first episode of, or one of the earlier episodes of Decking we did where somebody in Britain actually got arrested for posting something on Twitter and I was losing my mind over it?
Yes.
And now we've all become so fucking apathetic. It's just same with the school shootings, you know, and fucking terrorism. Like, I'm not getting bothered. We don't even fucking... The normies don't even go on fucking prayers for whatever now. They just don't fucking care. No one gives a shit. That's if they even report a terrorist incident.
Because the normies are far too... wrapped up in their Instagram selfies and you know, next fucking...
Well, this article isn't the only place. I mean, I'm seeing this word glitch all over the fucking place, right?
Yeah. It's just a buzzword at the moment.
I know, but I hate it because it means it literally is either the author doesn't actually understand what the problem was, or they think you're too stupid to understand, so they're not even going to try to explain it. They're just going to call it a glitch.
I would go that the actual author has no fucking clue what they're writing about.
Well, I tend to agree with
lawmakers are the same thing, where those who are making laws around the internet don't really have a deep understanding of what they're doing. It's taking away stuff now for people to go, we're really quick to jump. No, let's not do that anymore. That social norm doesn't happen, so it's criminalized. A generation from now, they're just going to look at it and go, what the fuck? No, you can't do that because we made it illegal a generation ago. And once you put a law in, it's very hard to repeal.
Yeah, it almost never happens.
This is why I'm getting really worried with all this like pearl clutching and shit going, and a lot of us who are just so sick of fighting this, you know what? Fucking, you just go do what you're going to do. And we've stopped caring. And we're losing all this stuff.
Well, it's like, you know, we're just not going to... It's like, I just don't use Facebook. Anymore, I just, fuck it. I'm not going on Facebook. I'm not dealing with the bullshit. So, and I know that's rare. I know you have the whole drop Facebook movement, but I never really fucking started in the first place, so it doesn't matter. But...
Oh, same.
It's just
same
like...
Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of these things where it's like, you're going to run so many people off your platform... And they're not going to make some big show about it. They're not going to start a hashtag or do a bunch of YouTube videos. You're just going to notice people just not using your platform anymore. And they're not going to tell you why. They're not going to answer surveys. They're not going to respond to your email requests for feedback. And you're going to have to eventually figure out that they just got tired of putting up with all this bullshit. That you know, this political correctness, trying to control what you think bullshit... is just going to run people off because they just don't want to deal with it. You know, you post one thing on there and you've got 20 people losing their mind because they're offended in some way. And
it was just that you like brown dogs.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's getting that bad. What do you mean you don't like what I like? You're a fucking Nazi. You know,
it's like, do you even know what a fascist actually is? You might want to look it up. It's not.
I'm worse than a Nazi.
The word doesn't mean what you think it means. So just saying.
Lunacy.
Just fucking.
Yeah, using the word glitch all the time. It's a glitch. It's another way of going, don't worry. Don't even bother investigating. It's just a glitch. Don't look behind the curtain. There's only glitches behind there. It would be like saying Bill Cosby going to jail for 10 years for rape's just a hiccup in his career. You know? It's just a glitch. Just a hiccup.
It's just a glitch. It's fine. Microsoft used Internet Explorer, or built Internet Explorer and used it for a decade. It was just a glitch.
Find a hiccup.
Yeah. Just a glitch. Internet Explorer. What is my purpose? Yeah. You download IE. Or you download Brave.
Yeah, that's what Edge is. What is my purpose? To get Firefox.
Yep.
Actually, speaking of that, I don't have the article in here, but if you're a Chrome user, you might want to rethink that. They're getting worse.
Yeah, Chrome got real bad real fast.
Yeah. Well,
I got drunk last night and switched everything over to DuckDuckGo.
Good man. Now,
God, and they got rid of the salt. You're right, Zachros.
Yep.
Explain
why
that,
we
man.
Can't ignore them. Zachros in chat, he's got an analogy for us. The SJWs are like the people who are complaining. The SJWs on Facebook are like the people complaining about too much salt in restaurants.
Who's complaining about too much salt?
that was a thing in the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, too much salt in food, yeah.
They are redoing recipes in California and New York, reducing salt and fat in recipes in, like, restaurants. So if you wanted to go to an Italian restaurant and get fettuccine Alfredo, which is usually, like, 2 pounds of butter, 2 or 3 cups of heavy whipping cream, and Parmesan, grated Parmesan cheese with some garlic, you're not getting that anymore.
All heavy whip your cream.
Instead of heavy whipping cream, you're getting, like, light milk and butter. So it's slightly less, you know, heart-cloggingly wonderful.
And this is what I got so angry about the last couple of days. It's okay. I get it. Yes, that food is fattening. It's not good for you. But it's a once-a-month thing. You know what I mean? Not an everyday. If you just put the fucking fork down, you fat cunt. Stop wrecking all our delicious meals that are like twice a year I'll have something like that. You know, once a month. The rest of the time I'm eating healthy, exercising.
Well, so like, we're complaining about, you know, the loud minority versus the silent majority, right? That's a known phenomenon. And it sucks, but it's just obnoxious. Again, it's this word glitch is just pissing me off because I'm seeing it everywhere now. So, but no, you're right. I mean, yeah, you get that minority of people who just, you know, lose their fucking mind over shit. Yeah, it's back to when that kid, you know, that family sued McDonald's because their kid was fat. It's like, yeah, sure. Tell me about the part where they tied you down and force fed you Big Macs. I mean, come on.
But we've been going so hard at this for the last 6 years. I think apathy is really going to set in now. We're just going to, fuck it, I don't care anymore. You be as angry as shit as you want. I don't care. I'm going over here. I'm going over where the happy people are, where they're telling rape jokes.
Hey, 9 out of 10 people love gang rape.
Wait a minute.
I had
more than
someone,
that, love rape jokes.
I had someone, without an ounce of irony, told me Hannah Gatsby was the greatest comedian ever. And they fucking meant it. And, oh.
So, at what point do we just say, get off our lawn? I mean.
Like, that's what I mean. I'm like, I'm going over there. I'm over there with the Christians who are having fun and are playing games and are making jokes.
I'm old enough that I can yell at people to get off my lawn.
Oh my! It's just becoming so mind-blowingly fucking retarded that I'm so pissed off that these people have turned me conservative. I used to advocate for drugs.
Not for political reasons, just didn't want to be associated with them anymore.
That's exactly it, Morps. I used to be a pretty center left guy, you know. I'm like, yes, drug testing. I think we should test drugs at festivals, so I don't want kids to overdose. Now they're like, you know what, we should mandate government drugs at festivals for children to have fun. No! No, that's not what we're doing. I just want drug testing. No, we're going to go one step further. We're going to give MDMA to everybody who comes in. No!
They were giving MDMA to octopuses.
Wait, what?
Whatever. just to see what they would do. And it turns out a lot of hilarious things.
Pretty much everything humans do.
And what no one suspected, they tripped balls.
Yeah.
Wow, a scientific breakthrough. It's fucking retarded. Like, I've been stabbed 3 times. I've never advocated for knife fucking confiscation. I want everybody to carry knives. So, yeah, fuck you lefties. Now I'm a conservative. I'm going to vote just to spite myself, man. If fucking weed legalization comes up in the next election for this country, fuck no. I'm fighting hard against it, even though I like to use it. I just don't want you to have it. That's how voting's going to go. I've become so pissed off with your antics that I just don't want you to have anything anymore. Oh, even if it's something I really, really want, like, you know, saving children. If you're for that, I'm against it. just because you're assholes.
Are you? I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go back through that little rant and cut it up because I think you may have replaced testicular cancer in one or two spots there.
Yeah.
It's just been one of those fucking weeks, man. You know what I mean?
No, I do. I totally do.
And this is
feel like converting, hopping in a
lists.
Truck, and mowing down children. That's what I feel like doing. I'm so pissed off. I'm starting to get why these dudes are like, you know what? I'm going to kill a lot of people because I'm angry. It's craziness. I'm not going to do it, by the way. Just saying. this is all in fun.
Clarification for law enforcement. We're just mad.
Being
we're not
hyperbolic right now.
We are way too lazy. We are way too lazy to rent a John Deere tractor or a combine. Ooh, that'd be awesome. And go to the local elementary school. Wait a minute.
Just shut up.
I'm being hyperbolic here. I know context doesn't matter, and I'll get fucking 10 years to life for just saying this shit. But it's become that way. It's like when I see the word glitch, I'm like, I'm not even paying attention to your fucking article anymore. I'm over your shit. Sorry, man. I'm just ranting my ass off.
Hey, that's combine it. Rental's a thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
God damn it.
That started real big.
It was meant to be a joke.
When John Deere said fixing their crap was proprietary,
as you can see, Your Honor, when he was ranting and raving about murdering people, his cohorts were looking up truck rentals. And that's proof that there is a mass conspiracy and these people are terrorists.
Speaking of conspiracies, let's go on to the actual first article I wanted to talk about. It's from 9to5mac.com. Apple has removed...
Wait. There's a fucking website for using Macs from, like, at work.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
It's a blog.
This is fake news.
So, a new report from BuzzFeed News highlights how the Siri-suggested websites feature in Safari can surface debunked conspiracies, shock videos, and false information. Yes, welcome to the internet. Essentially, when users would type things such as QAnon or Pizzagate into the Safari search bar, the browser would suggest low-quality information. Well, if you're searching for QAnon or Pizzagate, I got news for you.
You're looking for that low-quality information.
That's what you want.
It's doing its job. The thing is doing its job.
Yeah, see, you have an engineer over in your corner going, it's working perfectly. What's wrong with you people? The Siri suggested websites feature in Safari surfaces content from websites such as YouTube and Wikipedia based on the search term being typed into the search bar. Congratulations, you have defined every search engine ever. For instance, up until yesterday, if you typed Pizzagate into the address bar in Safari, the Siri suggested website would be a YouTube video from conspiracy theorist David Seaman.
Yes, just keep going with it. Don't make the joke.
Just keep going.
Hey, just keep going. It's just right there, man.
Just keep going. You're over 12 now.
Alex Jones beat you to it. Keep going.
Damn it. While Safari presents the video as available to watch, it did not actually play because Siemens channel was removed by YouTube for terms of service violations. The vein in my neck, man.
They Jewish? That's the only people I know that want to cut up those Siemens channels.
It's a glitch. Keep going.
Another example that worked until yesterday was typing Hillary Clinton murder into the address bar. This surfaced a
We spent hours getting that to the top of the algorithm.
If another example that worked until yesterday was typing Hillary Clinton murder into the address bar, this surfaced a Siri suggested website called FBI Cover Up. Typing Holocaust didn't happen surfaced a Holocaust denier website called 666 is money. You think some of these might be troll sites? I mean, internetpolice.us and checkboxsecure.com also exist.
Checkbox Secure is a real thing.
I know. It kind of makes me sad.
You pay them $2,000. They're like, cool, we've done an automatic scan. You are now compliant.
You know, if it weren't for the fact that I'm afraid that certain people in my company would see that and get very excited, I would email that around and see who laughs.
Yeah, I may have spoken with the guy who like actually started it, and
he's wearing a giant green frog suit.
No, well, Maybe.
Not that day.
Yeah. I don't like to put chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay.
I'm sorry, what?
Like, I think he was in one of those inflatable T-Rex costumes at Con this year, but that can neither be confirmed nor denied.
So, in many instances, typing the same results in Google would surface fact-check articles and articles debunking the conspiracy theory in question. BuzzFeed News says that it presented its findings to Apple, which removed all of them. In the statement, Apple says that Siri suggested websites come from the web, and it does provide some filtering to remove inappropriate suggestions. Back in July, Apple came under fire for allowing the app meant to keep users informed about the QAnon conspiracy theory in the App Store. Ultimately, it was removed, saying it was violating terms of service. So, basically, they have unlocked the door. If enough people bitch, they will pull things out of everything.
So
the other thing that I thought was really weird about this was they were saying that, well, Google's putting up debunking articles and things linking to this. Why aren't you? So they're actually demanding collusion among the internet, among the information companies.
Yeah. So the thing to do is, man. Don't use fucking Siri.
Yeah.
Or even better, don't use fucking Apple products.
You know, I got that Lenovo Yoga book running Android.
Oh, okay.
That thing kicks my iPad's ass.
Yeah.
I love it. And that might just be because the keyboard reminds me of Tron. But, what were you going to say, RU? I think you got cut off.
I'm just saying, man, my apathy's kicking in. Don't care.
Madman, you've been quiet.
I think the big problem, now that whenever you're calling for debunking, you're also calling for bias. Because whoever you're getting to debunk it, you're now looking at everything through their political lens. So, let's say, I don't know, PolitiFact decides to debunk this shit. They're kind of honest. They're a bit left-wing, but you just got to know everything you're looking at, you're now looking at as though you're a leftist. Or if you have Drudge debunk it, he does a good job of trying to be factual, but he's also a right-winger. So if you have him debunking shit, just realize you're now looking at everything through the lens of someone who believes right-leaning. And if you don't know who's debunking your articles, you don't know what bias to give the debunker. Because no one is going to be completely honest. And if they say the debunking is automated, someone wrote that. And you're getting the writer's bias in on this.
Well, me and Madman make fun of each other for how much opposition stuff we watch. We watch some of the most ridiculous shit ever. But it's we're doing our own. By reading both sides and then come to the conclusion.
You almost have to.
Yeah,
well,
but see,
I think you have to.
That takes
effort. It takes a lot of time, man.
Yeah, and people don't want to fucking do that. They want Siri to fucking, or Google or whoever, to do it for them.
Google, tell me what to think. I can't handle it anymore. Well, oh, no.
Instead of debunking it, I want them to link to two different articles from two different perspectives about the article if they're going to try to debunk it.
Well, what if it's just the truth? You know what I mean? There are only two genders. I'm going to debunk that. What if it's just the fucking truth? There is no debunking.
On that one, there is no other side. It's just the other side is wrong.
You're not looking at alternative facts.
But I was thinking we were sticking with Pizzagate, because that is something that was crap.
When I found out about this QAnon thing, I was like, that's pretty funny. 6 months later, holy shit, normies believe this. It's not just Alex Jones people. Like, I thought it was just the Alex Jones crowd. But it's actual real mom and dads believe this fucking QAnon shit. Fucking crazy. But then again, QAnon's just a glitch.
I think 4chan needs to stop trolling people. We've reached the point where you can't. Satire has become reality.
Now, they got the creepy porn lawyer, apparently. Posing as some fucking, I was raped by Kavanaugh. I personally may have been. I don't know. I'll have to have my memory regressed. But to this point, knowledge I haven't been raped, but I could rule that out in the future. This is a stupid website, and it needs to go away now.
Well, at least we all agree on that.
It's kind of sad that Apple kind of collapsed.
Of course they would. It's fucking Apple.
They held out longer than Google. Prophecy.
Reveal to us God's will. I'm trying to get the fucking article or the fucking sound clip, and I'm having a hell of a time with it. So I'm trying to stretch because I remember the perfect Futurama clip, and I've just got to get the damn thing converted quickly so I can play it through the soundboard because I found it, but it's just like,
are they making Bing useful? Here's a question for everyone.
Oh Jesus! Fuck.
All of this. Are they just dumbing their search engines down enough that where Bing can be useful?
It's a that fucking might be conspiracy it. By Microsoft.
You know what I could see? If you were to start a company today that had zero politics in it, do you think you'd get the apathetic sort of go over there and, you know what, this is my place. No one's talking about politics. The app does what it says it's going to do, and we're done. You know?
I don't know. Has DuckDuckGo caught up yet? Because their big thing is non-political.
I was using it last night. It's not the greatest search engine.
It really isn't, but...
But it's the best we've got for an alternative right now. I forget, like, that's how drunk I was. I forgot why. I remember I was fucking yelling at Google for something.
Great wall of prophecy.
Well, yeah, obviously, I'm not going to get this converted in time, and it's just not. It's just stretching. Fuck. It's the Futurama where their Bender became a pharaoh. And
yes,
you know, Great Wall, tell us what to think. We're dumb.
Worship me, remember me. That was it.
Yeah, that's part of it too, but that's not actually what I was thinking. I was just trying to get this thing flipped into a wave.
Here we go. Stretch a little bit further with that. Is it too early to put Christmas decorations up right now?
Yes. I'll shoot you. I will fucking shoot you.
What about hot cross buns? Too early for those to be in the shopping centers?
What the fuck are those?
What, hot cross bun?
Yeah.
The Easter thing.
Really?
It's a Catholic Easter thing, man.
That's after Christmas, so yes. And
it's an Easter thing. And I'm that good a Catholic that I can't remember what it's meant to be for. So, I'm not taking the piss out of it. I just can't remember what the symbolism of
got
that bun is.
Here we go.
Great wall of prophecy, reveal to us God's will that we may blindly obey.
Free us from thought and responsibility.
We shall read things off you.
Then do them.
Your words guide us.
We're dumb.
That is going in the intro next week for the show.
I thought it was just perfect. That's why I was sitting there stretching for so damn long trying to get to it. Because it's like, I know where it is. It's on YouTube. Fuck!
We have the definitive website that gives you the definitive news of the definitive hour on the definitive year.
Okay, let's go on to this next one. You sent me this this article. It's from the BBC. And it's Uber is paying $148 million over data breach cover-up. The massive breach happened in 2016, but Uber sought to hide it from regulators. The company paid the hackers behind the intrusion $100,000 to delete the data they grabbed from Uber's cloud servers. That's kind of cheap.
Yeah. Yes, I totally deleted all your information. Thanks for doing business. No, I don't believe them.
Yeah, the payment site. Yeah, send me $700 in Bitcoin, and I would delete the video that I took from your cell phone. Anyways, anybody who doesn't get that joke, you're not doing spam analysis lately. Let's see, payment settle. Syntax knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Have you gotten a bunch of those too?
Oh yeah.
They're funny.
Yeah.
Have you seen the newest ones? They've got like fake passwords in them trying to convince you that they're real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so me being me, I had a throwaway email account and I responded and went, fucking show me the fucking video, motherfucker. Either that or fuck it. You know what? Release it. go.
Yeah.
I never got a response.
Of course not. It's bullshit. They're just trying to scare you.
The one I'm getting at the moment on the telephone is the, hello, sir, we believe that you have been in a car accident and must pay a fine of $1,200 reduce.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. The car accident was really bad. My wife died. Thanks for letting me know, dude. Bye.
I'll have to hold my phone up to the microphone. I've been getting some real gems of scam calls lately. Check this one out.
Ladies and gentlemen, heavy.
Why isn't it playing? Oh, because I didn't hit the button. Dumbass. All right, try this again. This is just funny.
Tax filings from the headquarters, which will get expired in next 24 working hours. And once it get expired after that, you will be taken under custody by the local cops, as there are 4 serious allegations pressed on your name at this moment. We would request you to get back to us so that we can discuss about this case before taking any legal action against you. The number to reach us is 209-299-3212. I repeat, 209-299-3212. Thank you.
Yeah, have fun trolling that phone number, people.
Yeah, I was going to say, someone's...
Well, again, it's 209-299-3212.
I think that robot had English as a second language.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, granted, robots may grow up speaking binary, and then, I don't know, hexadecimal or whatever the fuck, but it definitely wasn't high up on the English charts.
No. Let's take you
that
and
would frighten the ever-living fuck out of someone who, they was, you know, in the later stages of their life and not really educated on scamming systems.
Yeah.
I could see that. It's like this car accident one where they're claiming that you owe $1,200 from insurance. They're going to prosecute. That'd probably scare a lot of old people. And the reason it would get them is that, you know, everybody's seen the dodgy old bastard clip someone's car in a car park and drive off. But they didn't realize, or they're just stupid.
I had another good one, but I think I deleted it. Can I get them back? No, that's gone. That's unfortunate. But, yeah, I had another good one today. I had a couple because I actually pay for the scam call blocking through Verizon. And it does an okay job, but it lets them leave voicemails. So now I'm starting to get these voicemail scams, right? And the
Don't
other
you know
one was
that
actually...
makes me think, man?
Huh?
If Verizon are charging you a fee to stop scam calls...
Yeah, they're the ones... Probably...
They're complicit in the fucking scam calls.
Yeah, they are. But I mean, I was getting so damn many of them. I was like, okay, fine. Pay the fucking $4 a month or whatever it is. Of course, that's how they get you. But,
or yeah.
That just means that they're complicit in this. And I would say that's probably a crime.
Of course they're complicit in it. They could block this shit if they wanted to. Oh, it's coming from a VoIP service in India? Yeah, block that shit. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, do exactly what... Oh, what was the name of the
No More Robo?
No, there was the GoToMeeting, but it wasn't GoToMeeting.
Zoom?
No, it was the one that all this. Yeah, log me in. Like, log me in and just went, you know what? Fuck you, blacklist India.
Yeah, you kind of have to anymore.
Yeah, like if you have an incoming connection on log me in from India, it goes, nope.
Yeah. No, there's plenty of apps that'll alert you for it, but I mean, this is the only one I've seen where it's actually squelching them correctly. I think No More Robo is supposed to do that, but when I tried it, it didn't work real well. So fuck, I was getting so many of them, but this is the only one I found that actually works worth a damn. So it squelches the calls, but they can still leave voicemails. The other one I got was really cool because you could tell they actually had paid somebody to make the line because it wasn't. It wasn't computer generated, you know. It's like you need to call us right away about your unsecured credit, and it listed the phone number and it listed a reference number going for that, you know, credibility score there, right? So, it's
oh okay. So hold on 1 second. So I just put that phone number into one of my open source intelligence tools.
Yeah, I bet that comes up with all the scams.
Nope. So Mr. Carl Louis, and I'm not going to put his last name. Age 62. from Fresno, California. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Santa Rita Park, right next door to Fresno. This number was registered to him up until a month ago.
Yeah. So he's probably had his whole identity stolen.
Yeah, more than likely. His wife is Karen. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. This is... Oh, their children are Clara and Amelia.
All right. That's enough of that poor guy. That's poor not man. His fault. The scammers are using his phone number.
Yeah. I will say, and I'm looking at the age and everything. I'm like, did he die? And then, like, yeah, the number went up? Like,
I don't know. Where were we? Uber. Right. They're making them pay... $148 million, which, you know, I kind of, I like the idea of making companies pay when they have data breaches, but it has to be
enough that they feel it.
Well, not just enough that they feel it, but it needs to be like actually the company's fault in some way. Like Uber's actively tried to cover it up, or Equifax obviously was not maintaining proper security practices. You know, it can't be this, you know, somebody legitimately got hacked and now they're fucked and the government comes in for their fines. I just don't know how to make that happen. So, you know, I want that perfect solution that doesn't actually exist. Because when it comes to government regulation, you're either going to fuck somebody over or it's going to be ineffective.
But yeah. What you want is a judge... knowledgeable enough about networking to actually look at their logs and be like, oh, guys, you were actually doing things right. This guy's just really good and got your shit. I'm going to let you pass on this one. And then the next case comes up like, oh, your idea of security was don't post the password on the internet. Just take out a late night ad. guess who's getting reamed by Bubba? Hey, Bubba, I got your next victim. I'm at client. Right here.
Oh, and the new carrier of that phone number is Neutral Tandem. So you might want to just, you know, if anyone's out there. Neutral Tandem.
Yeah, if somebody knows anything about those, about that phone number, the scam service using it, get a hold of them and, like, you know, really, guys?
Just, yeah.
Where were we? License compliant net sex. God, I have to get a license?
Wait, what?
That's what Psychros is suggesting, is you just have to license people. Although, you have to license architects and contractors, so it probably will eventually be there.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you having a license?
I'm just reading what Psychros is putting
people
in the IRC.
People to build your computer network.
Yeah.
You're a business. Like, well, these guys are licensed secure guy.
I mean, isn't that what the, you know, this is why companies are like, you need certifications, because that's basically what that is. It's like, this is a license saying, hey, look, I know what I'm doing, even though most of the people with some of these four-letter...
Well, Syntax, the moment they actually legally mandate having licensed network security professionals, you and I are going to get licensed and open up a consulting firm and make bank.
Done. Let's do it.
So,
I don't know why we haven't done this already, but...
I'll do the physical pen testing.
Where's are you? He's over there hitting the window with a baseball bat. Son of a bitch, he misunderstood.
Yeah, we gave him a hammer and went, hey, look over there. That's the building we need to get into. And he's just like, on
it. I thought
it.
He it's said like, brute force it.
He took the fucking wall down. What the fuck? Correctly, though. I mean, we can put it back up, but I mean...
Like, he just took a brick to the security guard.
What do you mean? What do you mean, dude? The wall is on fire. Fuck you. You don't tell me how to do my job.
Just call it a night.
This next article is from TechCrunch. Earlier this year, Mozilla announced Firefox Monitor, a service that tells you if your online accounts were hacked in a recent data breach. All you have to do is give it your email address, and it'll use the Have I Been Pwned database to show you if you need to worry and what data was compromised. Today, Mozilla is taking this step further by also letting you sign up for alerts when your accounts appear in any known breaches in the future. When it first launched, Mozilla considered Firefox Monitor an experimental service. Now it's being launched as an official service. If none of your accounts have been hacked yet, consider yourself lucky. That still makes you the perfect user for Firefox Monitor's new alerting feature, because though chances are your email address will show up in a future breach sooner or later. When Mozilla first asked people about which features they most wanted in a service like this, notifications about future breaches were very high on people's... Yeah, I imagine they would be. But... Mozilla notes that Firefox Monitor is just one of a number of new data and privacy features the organization has on its roadmap, and they're trying to position themselves as a neutral force overall, given Chrome is getting backlash over users. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, for anybody who doesn't know what Chrome did, the big one is that now if you go into Google Chrome and clear your cookies, it will not delete the Google ones. Actually, if you sign out of your accounts, I think it will. But
nope.
No, it won't.
No. They're basically keeping them forever. As far as the way I understand it, and the couple of people I know that have done some, they're like, nah, fuck this. You've got to be able to fucking clear it. Like, you can get in there and I guess physically remove them. I mean, kind of, like.
At this point, don't use Chrome unless you have to. Treat it like IE. You keep it around for. You know, things that require it, but other than that, you're on Firefox or you're on Brave or one of the Chrome variants. There's a couple of different ones out there. Of course, there's the basic Chromium. Cycross is saying Pale Moon in the chat room. I think that's a decent one. WaterFox, yeah. Is that the 64-bit build of Firefox, I want to say? So there's a couple of alternative builds out there that are worth looking into as well. But
IceWeasel? Wait, is IceWeasel even a thing anymore?
No, that's just what Debian was doing to Firefox because they couldn't use the trademarks.
Oh, now it's like Firefox ESC or
yeah,
whatever.
So, but yeah, so I would treat it like IE. It's just, you know, it's kept around for sites that don't work, and you know, even then you might want to wrap it up in a virtual machine where it can't do any harm. It's where Windows should be in the first place, is just wrapped up in a virtual machine where it can't hurt anyone.
Anymore, it seems like everything you should do or everything that you do on the internet should be wrapped in a virtual machine that you are not afraid to just blow away at any fucking moment. Because more and more, it seems like the correct answer, and maybe this is because I'm getting old and fucking cranky, but it seems like, you know, someone comes to me and goes, hey, like, I might have clicked on a phishing link or something. I'm like, fuck it, burn it down. Like, that'll fucking teach you to fucking click on shit, won't it? You lost 2 days of productivity because I fucking torched your system.
Whatever happened to Sandboxy? That used to be a thing. Sandbox IE? Is that still a thing?
A bit.
I put that on my sister's computer like 10 years ago because she kept getting viruses and shit. I just wonder if that's still a thing. I remember the icon was stupid. FireJail exists? All right, yeah, that's a valid one. Syntax, have you ever played with cubes? Cubes OS?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you need to. You would. It is. I've tried to run it as my main operating system like 4 times, and usually end up, you know, giving up and going back to a regular distro. But it is amazing when you wrap your head around what it's doing.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's a distribution with not KVM. Oh fuck. The old Xen, with Xen built into it. And what they've done is they started this before KVM really became a thing, which is why they're still on Xen, because they did a shit ton of customization to X. And basically it's doing local X forwarding from all the different X servers running in your virtual machines.
Okay.
And so it mixes on one desktop Windows from several virtual machines very well, actually. I mean, you could emulate the behavior with the VirtualBox and stuff like that, but the way the behavior is set up and the system they have in place for doing virtual machines and doing templates. So you can have guest machines that just get blown away when you close them. You can have long-term virtual machines for like work and personal and, you know, whatever projects. It's an amazing project, and you would really enjoy it. And since you were talking about wrapping everything in a virtual machine, you should look into it.
Yeah, okay. So what's it called one more time?
Cubes OS. I've covered it on Decking before.
Well, I'm not here all the time.
Well,
don't yell
at me. That's your fault. I mean, I am. I'm here all the time.
Like that?
No, Syntax says it right in the chat room.
Okay, cool.
But it is. I will. You have to. You're not running it in a virtual machine because it's a hypervisor. So, just be aware that you're going to need a hard drive to play with or something because it's. It wants to be on real hardware, and don't throw it on low-end hardware. It needs 8 gigs of RAM at a minimum.
Okay.
But it's something else.
Yeah, so I was looking at that with... So I was looking at basically a burn-it-down-every-time-you-restart-your-machine kind of build with FreeNAS, OpenNAS. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck that thing is, because it handles virtual machines so well. I'm like, you know what? Just do something that's not persistent and that loads from an image or a snapshot basically every fucking time.
Yeah, totally do that with this.
Yeah. Okay, that could be fun.
Yep. It's a fun operating system, but it's kind of a task specific machine. Or just a machine that you will never, ever do 3D rendering on. And since I like 3D printing, that's a problem. next article is from Gizmodo.com. Facebook is giving advertisers access to your shadow contact information. Surprising no one.
Yeah.
Last week, the author ran an ad on Facebook that targeted at a computer science professor named Alan Mislove. Mislove studies how privacy works on social networks and had a theory that Facebook is letting advertisers reach users with contact information collected in surprising ways. The author was helping him test the theory by targeting him in a way Facebook had previously told him it wouldn't work. He directed the ad to display on a Facebook account connected to a landline number for Alan Mislove's office, a number Mislove has never provided to Facebook. He saw the ad within hours.
Lovely.
So... one of the ways that
fucking thing.
Yeah, is by letting advertisers upload a giant list of phone numbers and or email addresses it has on file, and it will put an ad in front of the accounts associated with that contact information. A clothing retailer can put up an ad for address in the Instagram feeds of women who have purchased from them before. A politician can place Facebook ads in front of anyone on his mailing list, and a casino can offer deals to email addresses of people suspected of having a gambling addiction. Yay! As Facebook calls this custom audience. Of course, this is the author, chastising them for allowing them to do this. So Facebook is not content using contact information you willingly put into your Facebook profile. It also uses contact information you handed over for security purposes and contact information you didn't hand over at all, but was collected from other people's contact books, a hidden layer of details Facebook has about you that they've come to call shadow contact information. He managed to place the ad in front of Alan Mislove by targeting his shadow profile. This means that the junk email address that you hand over for discounts or for shady online shopping is likely associated with your account and being used to target you with ads. They go on about it. Basically, the phone number you put in for doing multi-factor authentication was Facebook, as well as all the information it can pull off your phone, like your contact list. Yeah, it's sucking down all that stuff and using it to build advertising profiles. Again, surprising nobody, but it's fun to call it out.
So this is why you don't use your phone number for text two-factor. Like, download Duo or download Google Authenticator and...
Well, that and the fact that, like, if you have something that people want, like, say, a three-letter Twitter address or something, they'll call the phone company pretending to be you to get new handsets activated so they can move your phone number over to them so they can get the SMS messages.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And if you have, you know, a actual authenticator app, they're out a couple hundred dollars or however much it is to do that thing. So, and they're still not getting your account. Or use U2F now. Go get a fucking YubiKey.
Well, I mean, the U2F tokens are like $20 on Amazon for a half-looking decent one.
So I got one from shit. Who is this?
Do you have one of the what is it? UB5 keys? I've got one, but I haven't had a chance to try making an SSH key from it yet.
No, because I'm a fucking nerd, right?
Uh huh.
I ordered the U2F0
mm-hmm.
from HackerBoxes, and it's a kit, so I have to build it. Like, it's a lot of really small soldering.
It must be nice to have that kind of free time.
Yeah, it's what happens when you're unemployed. Also,
you have that
me.
Free time. You build 3D printers and then build a new one.
Quiet, you.
At least you guys do something productive while you're drinking. I just drink.
Yeah, I've been drinking, and I may or may not be hacking things because, I mean, I still have to eat, so crime still pays, right?
Oh.
And I build weird electronic shit.
Have y'all ever looked at an Angry Box? Speaking of weird electronic shit you can build.
What?
Is it like a Blotto box?
No, sorry. Like some of you it starts out as a useless box, and then you can turn it into a useless box with tricks or a useless angry box. It teaches you both the programming and a bit of mechanical engineering.
So what does an angry box do? Does it, like, bite you or something?
Well, it starts out the useless box, and it's pretty much a switch. You flip the switch to the on, and a little robot arm comes out of the box and flips itself off.
Yeah.
It's a useless box. The next step up with the useless angry box, you have to actually do some programming in it, and the box will do a few different things. You can either add wheels to it, and it tries to roll away after you flip it on so many times. Or it chatters at you and then rolls away, or makes noises and cusses you out.
So essentially, you build a cat.
Yes.
Yeah. I am ordering one of these as we speak. They're $14.
Oh, is that thing running on 18650s?
I hope so.
The one I looked at was using Arduino.
I'm looking at one on YouTube right now. And
it's got
four 18650s in it. It's like, what the fuck is that thing doing?
That is a bomb. That's no longer a useless box. That is a box that's going to get angry at you and can explode.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong one. Anyways, let's go on to this last article here. And this is an article. I almost put this in Dojo, but I didn't. I put it here. I'm only going to read the first couple of paragraphs, but this follows up on the conversation we had last week. We were talking about taking, forking Linux and potentially changing the license it's under, but you had to get everyone who contributed code to agree to it. And the first couple of paragraphs of this Hackaday article kind of cover what I was talking about. But the rest of the article is actually a really good read. They go on talking about several different open source licenses. And the gist of it is basically what I said last week, that once you've released code with an open source license, especially the GPL, that version of the code is from then ever on always under that license, the GPL.
Yeah.
It's not severable, because even if somebody forks it, the GPL requires that fork is released under the GPL. The only way to change it is to make the next version under a different license. But if it's an open source project that's had lots of contributors, you need every contributor to either have already agreed that they no longer own that code when they contribute it, which is what several companies do with, like, foundations. Like, I think that's what Red Hat and Ubuntu do now, or Canonical, I should say. But I might be wrong about Red Hat. I'm not. Maybe it depends on the project. I don't remember. But that's what Nessus did. Nessus was open source for a long time, and when they went commercial, they started releasing the newer versions of it under commercial license instead of GPL, and they couldn't get rid of the old version of it, so it was forked, and that's where OpenVAS came from. So OpenVAS was originally a fork of the last version of the open source Nessus. And there's other projects like that where that's happened. But it was something like the Linux kernel that would be extremely difficult, because I don't believe all the code is like contributed to the Linux Foundation and that the Linux Foundation owns it. You know what I mean? So if you fork it, and this is where it gets weird. Like, I couldn't take Linux and fork it and change the license it's under. The Linux Foundation or whoever, quote unquote, owns that open source project would have to do it. And I don't think I explained that very well last week. So, but this article is a really good write-up on it and talks about copyleft and who owns code. And so, you know, if anybody was wanting more clarity on that, because I don't think I explained it very well last week, this is probably a good read. This is a good way to get into it, and it is a good read. So, and for anybody who Hackaday who happens to listen to Decking, hey, I linked your site.
Hackaday,
if you'd
also
like us
has...
to stop, you can donate money.
Yeah, they probably do now.
Man, I'm sorry about this. I hope this doesn't ruin your day.
They also have a write-up on the Angry Box.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Here, I'll throw the link.
All right, I'll put that in the closing thought link when we go close it out. But in the meantime, let's do this. All right, got two things for us tonight in Digital Dojo. The first is on GitHub, and it is from it's from the Linux Foundation, and it's a
write-up.
Are we
just stroking Linux this week?
What?
Are we just
give
like
Linux? Give Linux some love. It's hurting right now, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you know, it's suffering. It's Torvalds took a break, and the SJW's got in a hit, so. I'm kidding. Nobody's actually enforced the code of conduct yet. We talked about it last week, Syntax. I don't know if you've been
there's
following
that
the code
word.
Of conduct.
Yet.
Wait, there's a code of conduct for decking now?
No, for Linux.
No, for Linux. Code of conduct for decking is don't punch morphs while we're on the air. You have to wait till we're off the air.
I thought it was a 3-drink minimum, but okay.
Well, I mean, it could be both.
I've been breaking the conduct since day one, then.
Well, yeah, but we expect that from you.
But I'm making up for it in the evening.
We account for it. It's fine. No, well, actually, no. It's even easier than that. You're in Australia, so what we consider, it's based off our time zone. So you drink in the evenings, then you come on the show, and it still counts for your minimum because you haven't hit that 24-hour reset yet.
I probably still have a blood alcohol level. The dull headache I've got is not just from the heat.
Nope, that's a tumor.
There's still alcohol, or there's still blood in your alcohol system.
Yep.
Anyways, so this is a pretty cool write-up from the Linux Foundation. It is a Linux workstation security checklist, and it's basically a guide to going through and hardening a Linux workstation, which... If you are using Linux in a business, or if you're, you know, in a secure environment, or you just, you know, want to, this is a really good write-up and a good list of things to go through for hardening up your Linux workstation. So, and it's a good read. I don't know. Syntax, what do you do to harden the Linux workstation?
Concrete.
Honestly?
Nothing.
Yeah, not a fucking lot.
Well, compared to a default Windows install, I don't blame you.
So. Yeah, I'm like, there's... Yeah. Really, I mean, set good passwords, full disk encryption, like standard fucking bullshit.
Yeah. I don't, you know, a Linux, most default distros are actually somewhat open. They have a bunch of crap running, and usually they might have an extra... You know, they've got extra stuff in the background. So it is something to think about if you actually need a secured, hardened, you know, a checklist to go through to build a hardened workstation. So
yeah, I mean, now, granted, my workstation has been Parrot, and I figure that a security tools distribution of Linux is going to be fairly hardened.
Oh, I wouldn't assume that at all. Don't you remember the early days of Backtrack and the people who would leave it running and get pwned because of all the default passwords and that shit?
Yeah. Oh, well, it happened in Nopix as well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, hell, Nopix became Backtrack.
And nowadays it happens with Raspberry Pis and Octoprint. It's like people are putting their Octoprint instance on the internet. Yep, they had to write an article about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, so there's a reason why people are making As Seen on Shodan stickers. Because, if you really want a good, everyone goes down Google holes, right? But no, go down a fucking Shodan hole for 3 or 4 hours. And then, not only have you seen amazing things, but you have now, planned out a vacation where you can go touch as many things as you've found on the internet. I may have done that on my DEF CON trip. I'm like, cool, I know of 5 things between where I live and CON that I can stop and touch. And people look at you really funny when you walk in and you touch their camera and you turn around and walk out. They're like, sir, can we help you? I'm like, nah, I saw your camera on the internet and I just wanted to touch it in meat space.
No, that's when you just look at him and say, I just had to bless your equipment, sir. They'll welcome you leaving after that.
They welcomed me. In fact, they told me that if I didn't, there would be law enforcement called.
All right, well, no. I was leaving anyways. Have a nice day, sir.
Yeah, I'm like, cool.
I just got a ding dong. That's what I was like. You have a beautiful child, man. How do you know? I saw it on the internet. Your nanny cam's open.
Yeah, take your shit off the internet. God damn it.
Final thing I have for you tonight in Digital Dojo is this is an Android app. And it is one I've been playing with lately, and I've been using it. It's called KI4A. It's an SSH tunneling app for Android, and it does not require root. It does set up sort of a pseudo VPN connection, and your SSH server has to support tunnels or port forwards, or TCP port forwarding, if you want to get into the config file. But if you've got an SSH server that supports that, this KI4A... now it does have ads in it, but it's open source. It's on GitHub, and it lets you do SSH tunneling from your Android tablet, and it works quite well. I've been quite pleased with it. So I may have been using the G15 server as a proxy for some things the other day, and it was quite handy.
Yeah, that's really actually neat. So I'm going to have to play around with that because...
Yeah, it sets up a kind of a pseudo VPN connection. So what you're really doing is VPNing to the app. So you're VPNing the local host, and then it's just piping everything through an SSH tunnel.
Neat.
So
yeah, that is neat. That will make, honestly, that will make, pulling stuff off of my NAS easier, I think, if I'm understanding it correctly.
Yeah, I think it will, actually, because you're going to be popping out of whatever interface is on your SSH host. So if you're SSHing back home, you should be able to punch in your NAS's machine name and get at it that way. Of course, there's always Termux, too, which is just, a flat-out C-rooted Linux command prompt on Android. But that's I think I've covered that one before. But Cypress was saying, now find me SSHFS without root. I'm like, okay, Termux. I mean, it may not get you into other apps, but it'll at least let you get to the SSHFS. So
through NFS. Yeah, and SSH tunneling. Hmm. Yeah.
That would depend on what app you're using, so, and how well they work with the proxy. You may find things may not tunnel well through a SOX 5 proxy. So, but it works well with a web browser, so that's all I'd really tested it with, but it was really damned handy, so thought I'd call that out. It has an alternative mode that does require root, which is the, I think the where it just hooks your traffic without the whole fake VPN thing, but, it seemed to work well enough, so I was pretty pleased with it. But anyways, that's all I've really got. Madman, closing thoughts?
I have nothing.
You have been quiet tonight, so... And everything cool? You're not over there a cat eating the leg or anything, right?
Oh, no, although I think it knows that I'm getting rid of it because trying to get attention now. Like, hey, dude, you do remember I'm cute and fuzzy, right? I'm like, yeah, you're still getting the fuck out of here.
All right, are you closing thoughts?
Apathy. I don't care. I've hit fuck it. I've hit fuck it. But, yeah, go check out some Iron Geek stuff. He's got, after all the conferences pretty much finished up, or the cons this year finished up. I don't know, is there any big cons yet to go?
DerbyCon's coming up.
DerbyCon, TorCon. And I thought there was one more.
Speaking of things that shouldn't be on the internet, last year, dude actually did a talk on that. And it seems there's a couple of metal smelting plants where you can tip buckets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
that's how people
did
die.
A big talk on that. Yeah. So those are other things you can find on Shodan. Like, that's how he found all this stuff, was he just scraped Shodan. Well, he actually did
No, that was
the
guy using
mass
scan, yeah.
Yeah. But still, I mean, that's all Shodan is really doing. They're using their version of mass scan to constantly be crawling the internet looking for stupid shit.
And mass scan's just forked off. It's just a section of Nmap.
Yeah, that uses
the X-Mystery scanning, if I remember right.
Yeah, and it uses threads really well, so you can do multiple threads.
It's a great tool. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just You know, it's like mass scan itself is not a unique tool. It's part of it. It's forked off Nmap. So.
Yeah. Yeah, because someone wanted to put 0.0.0 into Nmap, and then Nmap fell over, and they went, well, that's dumb. So they fixed it.
All right, Syntax,
because
closing
thoughts. Because who hasn't wanted to fucking 0.0.0. How many zeros did I do? Did I do enough? I don't know.
Four zeros, switch zero.
Yeah, four zeros into Nmap and just hit enter and laugh maniacally. Because well, I know
it's,
I have.
It's 0.0.0-255525255255.
Well, if anyone's looking for a little project they want to do this week, light a small fire and walk away.
No. We're in the wildfire season in my state. In three more days, there's a fine for that.
I'm in monsoon season. Fuck it. Like, I
just like light a fire, walk away.
Everyone's like... You guys are all talking about these projects you're working on. I'm just sitting here scratching my balls. Fuck it. I'm going to light a fire and walk away. I'll let you know how it goes next week.
There's literally 2 months of the year you're not allowed to do that here. We're entering that.
So if you do light a fire, one, do it on an ant hill, because fuck ants. And two, put spray paint in it.
I like the guys who melt a bunch of aluminum and cast the anthills.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So
yeah, that's what you should do, aren't you? I mean, I know you have huge blocks of aluminum because you have old broken, you know, race car heads.
Yeah.
Like, melt one of those down and pour it down an anthill.
Boil an anthill, go up a level.
That would be an art project.
People have done it. It's really kind of neat.
I'm going to go one up. I'm going to, you know, make this modern art. I'm going to do it on a fire ant's nest naked.
Fuck yes. Take video. Send it.
To him, not me. Or anyone else with functioning eyes.
I'll post that.
So you can also send it to Heavy, from what I understand.
Hey, speaking of weird shit, are you going to DerbyCon this year, Morps?
No,
your head.
It's sold out way too quick this year.
It's getting really popular.
I have a ticket.
The only DerbyCon I made it to is the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, I have someone who was like, hey, do you want a ticket? And I'm like, you realize that's all the way across the country. Two, I'm still unemployed.
Oh, if I wasn't going to be out of town, I actually got to go up to New England. It's going to be long. So
why?
Yeah.
Nothing good happens in New England.
I'll tell you off air. Anyways, It's like, you can't figure out what company I work for if I tell you that.
I'm like, what's her name?
No, we're not. I'm not chasing a cam girl, for God's sake.
Oh, it's really fun if you ever want to. We'll talk about that off air.
It's not stalking if you're paying her first.
Exactly.
Are you turning into a little pay piggy, are you?
Shit, I don't pay. Not with my money, anyways. I'm broke. Never mind.
I think that's all I got. I think I need to hit the Pac-Man send now.
Cool tonight.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
And we're out.